This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're joined by Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. And Steve, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Bill, thanks for having me again.
Well, Steve, you guys 2-0. Tell us about last week's game, the game against Northeast.
Well, I mean, coming in, we kind of knew what we were going to get. They're a double tight, double wing. They want to pound the ball at you, and they did. I mean, we really told our D-line coming into the game that they were going to be the unit that either won or lost us that football game. So, you know, I got to give a shout-out to my D-line. Dylan Clark, Travis Goyetch, Wilderson Fournette, and Ethan Malcolm. Sorry, I'm in the car right now. I'm just trying to do a few things at once right now. But those four, you know, we told them from Monday going in, we weren't going to be successful if those four didn't just commit to our game plan, eat blockers, let other guys go make plays, kind of play selfless football. And they did it for four quarters. I mean, the four of them were outstanding. Our pad level was fantastic. They used their hands really well. They made plays when plays were to be made. But, you know, more importantly, they sold out for their team, and that was a big reason why we were able to come away with that win.
Steve, to get wins, you got to have defense. And so that's the big difference in this year's team to maybe last year's team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think offensively we have guys that can really make plays in space. Tommy DeSimone, our running back, went for 140 and three touchdowns on Friday night. Isaiah Rodriguez had, you know, almost 140 in receiving yards and a touchdown. We had guys open that made plays. We were able – I think we really won the field position battle as well all night. But at the end of the game, you know, we're up 6 points. They have the ball. We had to make a stop. And, you know, again, we didn't give them anything for free. We had, you know, guys battling. And then we have a kid like Ryan Shea, and a sophomore, comes up with an interception to seal the game. But, you know, our defense – had to make stops in key spots. Like, we made a big fourth down stop on the first drive of the game, got us the ball with great field position, we're able to score. So our defense really, really stepped up and made big key stops for us to be able to get on the field in good field position so we could capitalize.
Steve, I don't have the Northeast schedule in front of me, but they're playing a pretty tough schedule this year, aren't they? Am I wrong on that?
No, Donnie always schedules really hard. I mean, Donnie is a hard-nosed guy, you know, and he wants his kids, like, they're playing Wakefield this upcoming Friday. It was a defending division state champion. So, you know, Donnie doesn't take it easy on his guys. They want to go play. They want to go test themselves. So for us to come away with a win last Friday against that program with how they run stuff and the caliber of kids that we know that they have, that was a huge win for our program, something we can really build off of going forward.
No, I totally agree. So now it's on to Lintec Saturday afternoon. Another team that's 2-0 on the year, so it's the battle of unbeatens on Saturday in Lynn.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's just, you know, getting an opportunity. This is the first year that we've played them. So we've seen them on film. They got great speed. They run a lot of misdirection stuff, so they kind of keep you on your toes defensively. They were down 14-0 to Malden in their week one game, and they found a way to come back and win that football game. They scored a touchdown on a long run with about 2 minutes left, and then they made had a pick six on defense to put the game away. So the kids have shown resiliency. They're tough. They got good speed. Like I said, with us never having played them before, we're kind of coming into it a little bit blind in terms of, you know, the size of, you know, how our size matches up with theirs. But, you know, we're looking forward to a good football game against a really quality opponent. And, you know, we're just hoping to go through and play our best. You know, our best type of football.
Steve, you might have touched on some of this, but it maybe as a final question, as you look at the matchup Saturday against Lynn Tech, what is it that you guys will be working on this week in practice, or what do you think you have to focus on in particular, what that most worries you about Lynn Tech?
The big thing is just that unknown. You know, it's like you see it's when you don't play it, when you've never played a team before, and you watch them on film, sometimes, like, the speed can be deceptive. Their size can be deceptive. So you're watching guys on film, and it's like, well, I don't really know who I'm comparing them to. So they might be way bigger than we think they are. They might be way fat, but, you know, it's just when you don't see them live, that's the thing that, you know, what I look at is like, you know, you watch a kid run, and you see him on film, you go, like, he looks fast, but, like, who's he running near? I mean, maybe he's way faster. So we're always trying to be like, hey, listen, we got to assume that this kid is running as fast as I think he is, and we got to make sure we get in front of him. We got to assume that, you know, their line is as big as I think they are, because you don't want to undersell anything. They are, you know, they've gutted out two really, really good wins. And like I said, they've got good size. They've got good speed. We're going to have to go over there and play our best brand of football because, you know, I know they're excited about being 2-0 just like we are. I know they don't want to, you know, let one go just like we don't. So we're preparing for a four-quarter battle.
Steve, anything else you want to share with us about Saugus football, a player note or anything else that I didn't ask you about?
No, I mean, like I said, our whole identity on our football team is, you know, it's not about stats, it's about execution. And I thought Friday night, you know, there were some things that, you know, didn't go the right way. Like we had a drive that went down. We had a fourth down and we got tackled like 3 inches from the goal line. And our guys didn't bat an eye. They came right back out on defense and just started playing. Every time something went against us Friday night, our guys didn't hang their head. They dug in, they played. And that's you know, hats off to those kids because in a football game, especially when you feel like maybe you're losing momentum for a second or whatever, it's easy to kind of, you know, wait for that negative thing to happen. But our guys battled, and I told them at the end of the game, I couldn't be more proud of the effort that they showed during that game. I mean, we needed every single snap to pull that game out Friday. And these kids, you know, they practiced hard, and it comes back to all the off-season work. I've got great captains. I've got great senior leaders. You know, so I'm thrilled that these kids are having the kind of success that they're having early in the year, and now it's about just being able to maintain it, be able to build off of it, because I told them at the end of week two, I said, you know, we didn't put in all this work in the off-season, you know, to be 2-0. We want more. You know, we want to have more. So it's about keeping the guys hungry and, you know, going and getting that next one.
Well, great stuff. Congrats to you, Steve. Obviously, the players and the coaching staff on what you've been able to accomplish here in the first two games. And I think we'll see you over there on Saturday afternoon. I'm looking forward to catch your game. So we'll see
all
you
right,
then.
That'll be awesome. Can't wait to see you, Bill. Thank you again for all you guys do for high school football.
Yeah, take care. All right, Steve Cummings with us, football coach at Saugus High School here on MSONewsSports.com.